Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy is in the studio with me today. And we have a full cast of characters connected via the web. I even see Net Doc is with us. Pete from Scuba Board, Jerry the Diver Guy, Eric Douglas, my buddy Casey from Dives
good
Gone
morning,
By.
Good morning.
Yes, guys, welcome. And, you know, I don't know, are you here to participate in my official candidacy? Is that why everybody chimed in today?
Absolutely.
So, all right.
Yeah, I want to know where I can get the sign for my front yard.
Exactly. Okay, so Casey's talking about the sign that we just released on the Scuba Radio Facebook page, and it's not a hand signal, which is what divers are really used to. It's actually a real campaign sign. I figure, why not jump on the bandwagon and steal, some of the ideas that I've seen out there.
I got a hand signal for you, Greg.
Well, I know. It's the one we usually use.
Oh.
Just remember, in this candidacy, there will be no lying, stealing, cheating, or ripping off.
Says you. And, that's
so
not
we're not
my,
really running.
I just want a job in your cabinet.
Okay. Well, Eric, I think there's plenty of room because I don't think anyone else would want to run.
I want to be in charge of the dive locker.
Yeah, okay. Well, Pete...
I want to be in charge of the wet bar.
Everybody's calling dibs on different cabinet positions. But yes, I put out a campaign slogan, Make America Dive Again.
Excellent.
Scuba
Yay!
Radio.
Shrug.
Yeah. It's actually getting some nice buzz on Facebook. I figured, hey, if that guy with the orange hair can do
You're
it,
why not
getting
a buzz
us?
On Facebook? That's not good.
Yeah. Well, hey. You got to get it some way. It's legal in a lot of countries now. So
nitrogen.
Or in the States and stuff. But anyway, yeah, we're having some fun with that. Make America Dive Again. We don't want to alienate any of our out-of-country listeners, by the way. But we figure, hey, you would appreciate it if they dove more in your country. You know, they go over to the Dominica. That means, make America, make Americans, whatever.
At this point, Greg, what
we're
difference
all inclusive.
Does it make?
We love everyone. Yes? Thanks, Bubble Boy.
We're all equal when we're neutral.
Uh-huh. Boy, this is true. Yes. So we got that to kind of meddle with. If you have any other slogans you'd like to throw in or campaign stump speeches that, I need to start developing, I figure maybe...
We take your breath away.
We need free alcohol.
We take your breath. That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Work on your Howard Dean campaign yell.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's not bad. I could probably come up with some kind of tape we could make. There's plenty of tape from years
could
gone
we
by.
Try to
us talking about our hoses and things like that. They're probably inappropriate.
Could we do the shrimp party?
The shrimp party? I don't get it.
Could we try and correct the news media? They keep referring to everything as tanks of oxygen.
Oh, well, and nitrous.
Depends on how old you are,
Mm-hmm.
There's one guy who nitrous. I thought that was great.
Yes, well, that could be. That could happen. I don't know. There is a whole campaign that we need to develop because I figure we're going to have a huge platform in Las Vegas here in a couple weeks, which literally is the week after the election is over. And so we go to Vegas, go to the DEMA show, largest diving event in the world, and go there and just say, hey, you're sick of the election? Well, we got another one for you. What do you say?
Can we stand around the dive pool when you're in there screaming, wetter is better?
Yeah, that's true. Yes. Scuba Radio, we're here to make you wet. Oh, wait, that doesn't work. And, well, that actually kind of goes along with the campaign that's been out lately. Anyway.
Which one?
We're out to soak you?
Yeah, okay. That could be. I don't know. It needs some development. And that's why I have this cabinet of screwballs to help me make sure this goes nowhere. And I thank you guys. Really.
Greg was grabbing a handful of catfish.
But mm-hmm. nowhere quickly.
Yeah, true. But it could be fun. It could lend itself to some frivolity there at the Dima show.
I do have a confession.
You do, Pete. What's up?
I voted already.
You did? Okay. Well, that's okay. You voted for Scuba Radio, right? To make America dive again.
I didn't see you on the ballot. I didn't know about you the write-in.
It's a write-in, you big dummy. Come on. I don't
How about
have money
stick this in your mouth and shut up?
Hey, that's not bad.
Stick
this in your mouth and suck it.
There you go.
Five more.
Yeah.
No, we might. Well, we would get the GBT.
Yeah. Well, you know, the main line we're using at the Dima show before, you know, I came up with the campaign sign, I was like, well, we were initially going with 20 years and still sucking on air. That's our new slogan for Dima and actually for all of 2017. But if we want to, you know, make America dive again, that we may have to, you know, have several slogans to work with. You know, I don't
Running
know.
Hard on an empty tank.
Yes, there's plenty of material here, for sure.
Stranger with him.
What?
That's your slogan.
Stranger with me.
Yeah.
Instead of
stronger with her, stranger with him. Or he's with a stranger.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right. We'll put that one in the proper file.
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is delete all your emails, Greg.
Exactly. God help me.
Them.
Oh, yes.
Wronger together.
Yeah, because, you know, most of my emails come from you guys. And God.
delete.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well,
anyway.
Mine's text, so.
Yeah. Well, it's just as bad.
Oh,
all right.
No.
Look, coming up on the show today, we actually have some pretty cool stuff. Megan Heaney Greer is going to join us in hour two.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Treasure Quest Snake Island Season 2 begins this coming Friday. Yeah, the November 4th. And that's going to be quite an event. And she's going to share a little bit more with what to expect on this season's developments there on that TV show that's airing on Discovery Channel. Also, Britt, our mermaid Britt from down in South Florida, she's had a show. And she's selling some kind of utensils or something. I don't know what it is, but we're going to get a update from her. It's a bunch of people at some show, that kind of thing.
So she's putting her tail in a frying pan?
Maybe. I don't know. That's what we're going to find out what's going on with that. And if that weren't enough, of course, did you?
She works for scale.
Yes, of course she does. You guys heard that there was a there's Halloween that's coming up on Monday night. So I'm going to check in with some friends and find out what they're doing diving wise for the for the festivities. I don't know, Pete, is your thing this weekend, or did you guys already do your thing?
It is.
Your dive.
Big shout out to all the scuba boarders down at Jenny Springs for the mega dive.
Okay, so that's
it's
tonight.
Mega dive.
Is that tonight, literally? Or?
That is tonight.
Okay.
And I can't be there because of my ankle.
Ah, yeah, I was surprised you chimed in. That's right. I wasn't expecting you to be in the chat room today, but appreciate you joining us, despite the fact that you are gimping along. But you're okay, I guess, right? You just on the mend? Is that the deal?
I don't know. We'll see.
You don't know.
Got a partial tear on my right Achilles tendon.
Hey, wow. They can repair that, but make sure they get the tendon off of like a dead athlete.
How about a monkey?
Off of a dead athlete? Really?
Yeah, some famous runner or something. Have them just cut the tendon out, splice it in there. You'll be faster.
Well, that would be more
in the circles.
Or running in circles, exactly. That makes sense. Well, that's a...
Just get a monkey tendon and be done with it.
Exactly.
Then you and Greg will be the same.
Yeah.
Kind of like Greg.
We can join forces and throw our poo at people there, Pete.
I wonder if my cat's tail
will work.
That's
the only side effect. Hey, you wonder if your cat tendon will work?
My cat's tail. She doesn't need it.
Well, true. Yeah.
Yes, she does.
That. Okay. Well, there's that. But that's going on in Jenny Springs. And basically, it's a night dive, and you guys like break open some glow sticks, and the goo goes floating all around and lights up the whole
galaxy dive.
The galaxy dive, right?
And it's part of it. They're there all weekend. They started Friday, And it's a big, long party all through the weekend. They'll be leaving sometime Sunday. You know, they'll have a big bonfire tonight after they have the Galaxy Dive, and they'll be hooting and hollering and dancing. And usually have four or five colleges come bring their dive clubs to it. So it's really a fun time.
Yeah, well, college kids, glow sticks, underwater rave is what it sounds like to me. But it sounds fun. I mean, that does sound like fun. You know, but we're going to talk about some other things of what the dive operators are doing to celebrate the Halloween weekend, or Monday for that matter. I kind of wonder, in that neck of the woods, you got Devil's Den. I'm wondering if that's extra spooky this weekend. So we'll talk about that and much, much more on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm running for, well, no, I just want to make America dive again. Simple campaign slogan. We'll work it as far as we can.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is Orson Welles, ladies and gentlemen. That grinning, glowing, globular invader of your living room is an inhabitant of the pumpkin patch, and if your doorbell rings and nobody's there, that was no Martian. It's Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Halloween. Halloween.
Yes, it is Halloween weekend here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got plenty of more Halloween themed tunes to share with you today and abuse you accordingly. It's just what we do. All right, so, you know, there is a lot of stuff going on. I got this new campaign I launched today to try to make America dive again. And when you really, you know, when you think about it, if you want to bring everybody together and you want to, you know, just make the world, you know, sing together as one, take them diving. You know, if everybody just went diving together, I think that would solve the world's problems.
How's right that? Behind free beer.
That's my speech. Is that working, guys? Or?
I'd like to take Hillary and Donald diving.
Hey, make them dive buddies. And they got to last through a 30-minute dive at 50 feet. And if they do that, I mean, if those two can dive, I mean, it's either they come back.
My regulator's broken.
He's like, I'm going to get a cutter hose. Yeah, who knows? I don't know, but
make them dive buddies on yes, one tank.
They have to work together as a team. You know, I don't know. I just think it would bring people together. I mean, every time when you go out on the dive boat, you just see everybody smiling. They're having a good
time.
This
tank is rigged.
Yes, Gold Star. Yeah, that's there's definitely some stuff there that I think could do. But anyway, that's my campaign. If everybody would dive, it'd solve the world's problems. And so why not? Let's make America dive again. Let's make the world dive again. Well, we'll keep it in America since we're going to steal some of this, momentum this guy has.
No, let's take it all the way. Greg for president.
Well, that's way too much work. I'm already working 4 hours a week. What do you guys want from me? Come on. Really? I can't.
Yeah, but you
that.
Can fly anywhere you want on Air One and dive.
I'd rather get my own plane. I'd rather just know somebody.
The government gives you the plane.
Okay, now you're selling me.
Make it a seaplane.
Maybe. Of course.
Yeah. Buy a goose.
It's possible. It could happen.
I thought Greg already had a seaplane.
In the world of literature, I do.
Spruce goose.
In Eric's book, Lionfish, I own a seaplane. So really, that's like having one, right, Eric? Come on. I think it does.
It is in my world.
Exactly. It does. It counts. Now, Eric, by the way, is going to join me at the Dima show, and he's going to be signing autograph copies of his latest novella, Oil and Water.
Oh, correct. Yeah.
And I saw the artwork. That looks pretty cool. They're going to have is that a poster they're going to put up there at the show or what?
Yeah, that's a poster. I'm really looking forward to seeing that printed. I was pretty stoked when they sent me that.
Excellent. So you'll be there. We might have a copy or two to give away. By the way, we will be doing our 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio at the Dima show here in a couple weeks. And, it's going to be huge because
huge.
We have a lot of special things attached to this. Being that it's our 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio that we're going to record on site, I'm pulling out all the stops. We've gotten more giveaways than ever before for the show this year. And it surprises me because every year we kind of keep raising the bar higher and higher. Like, how much more stuff can I give away? Or how bigger prize? And lo and behold, we're going to do it. Our friends from Polar Pro are stepping up with some new stuff that they have for the GoPro cameras. They're giving me some stuff to give away. Lenso underwater housings for iPhones.
Wow.
We're going to give those away at the show this year. We got some stuff from VividPic software to enhance your underwater photos. Of course, we have some liveaboard trips to give away from our friends from Explore Ventures. And that's even going to be kicked up a notch as well. So I'm very excited about Dima this year. For the 1,000th episode and all the festivities we do for the morning. So if
are
you are
have
at the
to
show,
check Jerry's pockets before he leaves again?
For what?
All
for
the
prizes
goodies
or
Jerry
spring
likes
water?
To say he gave away.
It's the liveaboard trip you got to check for.
Yes, well, none of Scuba Radio's crew will be eligible to win any of that stuff, guys.
I'm not going Dima. You going Dima, Jerry? I'm not going.
Nope, no, I ain't going.
Yeah, you guys are going.
Done.
Come on. No, you guys might go when you pay.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
When we pay.
Yeah. Just
joshing. It's the one week of the year I have to work.
Well, that's true. That's right. So Pete has to go there and work, shake hands shake babies, kiss hands? Is that what you're going to be doing, Pete? Or do you have a plan for the Dima show this year?
I'll probably take more pictures and more videos like I did last year. People really like that. They like seeing themselves on there.
Well, you
have a great video of Eric.
Okay, well, there you
do.
Absolutely.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube and it's on my website now, too.
Are you going
to
be shooting?
I just help you to see all the mermaids.
Who does? Pete does or me?
No, I do.
Oh,
Casey.
Okay.
Oh, I usually get pictures
of
mermaids.
I go for the mermaids.
Yes. Well, they kind of draw their own, media or paparazzi. And actually, we're going to have quite a team of mermaids out there at the show this year. Mermaids and Junkanoo girls. They're going to help us out at the Bahamas Happy Hour Party.
I love the Bahamas Party.
Yes. I mean, our schedule is set. And here's the new news for even you guys. You don't know this because I locked down the plans literally yesterday. But, you know, we're doing our typical morning show opening of the DEMA ceremonies. So if you go to the show, I didn't quite finish my thought there. Make sure you're there at least 30 minutes before the doors open. The exhibit floor opens right there at the entrance at 9:30. Show opens at 10. Be there at 9:30. That's where you will see the Scuba Radio stage and all our crew with all the giveaways. That's when we blow out some major stuff like a live aboard trip each morning and all those other cool items that
we gave away a ton of stuff last year, Greg. Ton of stuff.
Bunch.
Yeah, and this year, like I said, is going to be even bigger. So we got a lot of stuff to give away in the morning. Then at noon, we're going to be doing a little lunchtime thing in the Fijian aisle. And the Fijis, Fiji Isle, they're giving away some trips, and they'd like me to come over and help out. So I'm going to do that. And then we're going to finish up the day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, in the Bahamas for a Junkanoo happy hour party, which has become a tradition as well. So there's rumors of rum punch. There's rumors of mermaid rum that we've been talking about on the show that the Drunken Sailor has not have been able to get his hands on and drink before I can get it out there to Vegas. So we have some of that. So it's going to be a huge, huge event this year in Las Vegas. So make sure you join us. And then on top of everything else, we got my return to diving. We're going to talk about that a little bit next as well and how you can participate whether you're in Vegas with us at the DEMA show or not. Next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. So have you been listening to the show over the last couple months? You know that I had a little bump in the road and had to have open heart surgery literally about 2.5 months ago now. And I bounced back quickly. You know, I had a one-way bypass. All the details are right there at scubaradio.com. And I am returning to diving at the DEMA show in Las Vegas in the Go Dive Now pool at Wednesday, 3 o'clock, 3 p.m., on the first day of the show. We're getting everybody together in the dive industry. I'm going to do my dive and ask everybody to be my dive buddy. So we got the dive guide. We got everyone from the industry have promised to come out and join me as my dive buddy. We're going to really just use it as an opportunity to get an awesome photo op. And, you know, we'll post it in the DEMA newspaper, put it up on Facebook, all that kind of good stuff. And just basically the idea is to show, like, look, if I can get over this little bump in the road, you can too, and get out there, go diving. Let's make America dive again. See, it all comes together, right? But let's say you're not in the dive industry and you cannot get to the DEMA show for whatever reason. You can still support this effort and support my campaign in this regard. And all you have to do is, you know, take a picture of yourself with a thumbs up and post it up on Facebook with the hashtag Scuba Radio. And we'll tie it in like you support the cause to get in there and dive, and you can do that. And if you want, the bonus is if you download VividPix software, the desktop version for Windows or Mac or their app, you can get 10% off by using the coupon code Scuba Radio DH, which stands for Dive Heart, and they will donate an additional 10% of your purchase to Dive Heart. So that kind of ties in. It's a way for you to kind of support the cause, participate, whether you're there with us at the DEMA show or not. So it's a cool little program we've put together. And once again, that'll happen on Wednesday. The coupon code, the Scuba Radio DH coupon code for the VividPix software will work now through the end of the year. And so will those donations to Dive Heart. So it's a cool campaign. Glad to be a part of it. And hopefully you'll want to lend your support as well. We got more coming up, including the spookiest dives we've ever done. Next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Stay for the night.
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Bite.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
Happy Halloween. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio with me. Casey, my dive buddy from days gone by. Jerry the Diver Guy. Eric Douglas. Pete from Scuba Board. We got the whole crew here on the big show today. And
hey, I got a question, Greg.
Okay, Casey, what do you got?
You were talking about Dive Heart.
Yes.
What is Dive Heart?
Oh, you don't know what Dive Heart is.
No, well, I don't.
You go to Dive
Heart. It's cool, dude.
Yeah, go to diveheart.org and you can find out all about it. Jim Elliott and his crew, basically.
Adaptive scuba.
Yes, adaptive scuba. Actually, see if you can turn your mic up just a tad there, Pete. You sound a little bit low or maybe a little off mic, but that's okay. You know, we want you everybody to hear
you.
How
about now?
That's better. All right, so, yeah, you know, the thing is Dive Heart does a great thing. It getting people that have challenges, whether they've had an accident or they were just born that way, and they, you know, teach them how to dive, you know, adapt them, give them the skills they need to actually go underwater and dive. And Jim Elliott has been doing this for years. It's a great program. You can go to diveheart.org. And, of course, the fact that I have had open-heart surgery, this tied in perfectly with what I wanted to do as far as drawing attention to, you know, my story. And I'll tell you, you know, I didn't mention that in the last segment, Casey, but, you know, it's very humbling what has happened to me. And I joke about it, and I talk about how well I've come back. And really the only reason I have talked about this on the air and on Scuba Radio is because I just want to make sure people know that, look, first of all, if this happens to you, it's not the end of the world. And secondly, if you're having any kind of weird symptoms or whether it's hereditary, you've have heart issues in your past, or, you know, you're not paying attention to heartburn, which, you know, I was paying attention to it, but it ended up not being heartburn. Hopefully, if I can do anything to draw attention to this potential problem that could creep up on anyone, I feel good about it. And lo and behold, I keep getting these emails from people's like, yeah, you know, Greg, I heard you talking about it, and you, I went and saw the doctor, and sure enough, it ends up I'm getting a 3-way bypass. I've already had that happen, and you know, I know Eric can relate to this because he's written some really nice articles. You know, since his 5-way, it's been, 7-8 months now, Eric?
Actually, 10 months.
10 months.
It's been 10 months, almost exactly. Well, no, actually, 10 months to the day. Actually, I just looked at the calendar.
Yeah.
And Greg, I wanted to echo that. Before I left the hospital, I had made the decision that I was going to write about this, and I wanted to talk about it for exactly that reason. I hoped that people listening to my story would hear it and go, you know what, maybe I should get checked. And I was exactly the same way. I've heard from a number of people, friends of mine and people, you know, total strangers,
yeah,
who said, hey, you inspired me to go talk to my doctor. And a couple of them said, well, I'm okay, everything's great. And a couple of them said, yeah, I've got some issues. So, yeah, it is humbling, but it's also really redeeming, I guess, to
it's rewarding.
Somebody say that,
you know, in Eric's story, we were covering Eric's story about his recovery when this happened to me. So I kind of fell in that category with Eric. I mean, I wasn't really thinking his story would apply to me, but when we talked about it on the air and I started dealing with these issues, I actually had an idea of what was going to happen because we had been talking about Eric's progress back to diving after he had a five-way bypass. So, you know, it's this whole passing it along kind of thing. You can take it for what it's worth, but it is extremely humbling, and it's very gratifying to hear from people that, you know, have heard my story and Eric and that kind of thing. And when you get that back, that feels good. It feels like, you know, as crappy as this situation was to have to deal with, there's no way to avoid it. You might as well turn it into the best possible thing it can be. And, you know, this is one way we're doing it. So good stuff. And, you know, if this does happen, you know, please do let me know. And I really appreciate it. I got another email this week, and it was like, wow, you know, it's kind of cool, and it makes me feel like this was, you know, wasn't all for naught, you know.
Well, you know, it's particularly important down here in Florida because we have mini season and lobster season, and how many people haven't dove in a couple of years, and, hey, I'm going to go down and grab their gear out of the old dusty closet, get themselves checked out and their gear checked out before they hit the water.
Yeah. Well, they haven't got their skills. They might have got out of shape a little bit, and then they get into a stressful situation, and something catches up with them. So you got to take care of yourself and just be aware of what your body's telling you, that kind of thing. And just know, too, those lobsters are just on a slight reprieve from the lobster slayer. Temporary. It's very
still
temporary.
No butter for you.
Well, I don't know about that. I'll kick him up with some like Tony Satchery's Cajun.
No seafood buffet.
He's
going to
be a vegetarian.
No, I'm not.
Salads.
I'm not
lots
going,
of salads.
I'm not going. I'm vegetarian. Not from lobster. It's just not possible. It's not going to happen. I might work in some more vegetables, and I'm
a veggie lobsterarian.
Is there such a thing?
There is now.
It could be.
Yeah.
It very well
do
could
we have
be.
A defibrillator at the scuba radio booth?
What, for edema? Or what
for
do you mean?
Greg the dive master after he eats all that lobster.
Oh, quit it. Just stop it. Don't.
We'll have to take that with us, Casey, when
guys,
we go to the buffet bar.
You guys are giving me heartburn by just talking
now.
About this.
He wears an AED under his wetsuit.
Yes.
There
AED.
You go.
Yeah, that and a cape. Anyway, so
we have mermaids to resuscitate you. That's a good part.
Oh boy, I'm feeling faint. Yeah. Anyway, you know,
now you guys, Bubble Boy, don't do it now.
Okay, quit it. Now it is Halloween weekend, so it's only appropriate that we talk about our scariest dives, our spookiest dives that we've had, and on two sides of the coin, like one from, you know, from the standpoint of like a dive didn't go the way we wanted it to, and then another one where, you know, it was like you went on a dive and it just had that element of foreboding with the atmosphere. And that's where I'd go to Devil's Den. I mean, that I'm sure that place is hopping this weekend. I mean, it's not where you're doing your galaxy dive there, Pete. I know you guys are over at Ginny. But have you heard, is there special events going on at Devil's Den this weekend too? Or I would think it'd be huge.
Devil's Den did something different. They got mentioned by a guy who does some from snorkeling, and they have been filled up with snorkelers, so it's hard to get in with scuba diving. You could still do it. Go do it. I mean, the snorkelers
what?
Are on the surface. But there's a lot of snorkelers at Devil's Den nowadays.
Interesting. Well, I mean, you know, snorkelers are people, too. So, I mean,
nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
It's a cool dive. Stay with your buddy. Make sure you don't go into any overheads when you go down there. I think Paradise Springs is another good one.
Was anyone doing like a haunted dive where they do underwater ghosts and things like that and set up scenes and stuff like that? I mean, you hear about this going on. I know there's some guys doing it down in South Florida this weekend in the ocean, actually, but on a couple wrecks. But I haven't heard if any of the springs do anything like that.
I haven't heard of a haunted dive since the old Crazy Dog days with the mannequins and ghouls.
Yeah, you used to do that in the lake, right there, Casey? Yeah.
Yeah, for free, bring food for the food drive and dive for free.
Yeah, you know.
They had the one place where they dove the cemetery up in North Carolina, I think it is, the town that had been flooded out when they put up a dam. And they would have a skeleton at the end, and they'd use compressed air to make the skeleton pop out from underneath the back of the tombstone. That scared people a little bit too much.
So where, get that problem.
If that's awesome.
You know, one would be a great place to do
where
Bonterra Mines. I don't know if they're doing it there. I suggested it to them, but I told them they should change the name to Bon Terror.
Ah, there you go.
You know,
that's not a bad idea.
What a cool place for a Halloween dive.
Right. That's one of those places like Devil's Den. It's just spooky all the time. It just kind of has that element of foreboding with all the old mining stuff in it and all that kind of, you know, it's clear, you know, almost and cool.
Spooky to me is doing a night dive on the wrecks. I know I was on a wreck off West Palm doing a night dive and kept feeling like something was tugging at my fins, but there wasn't anything behind me.
Yeah, that was your buddy trying to get your attention.
It could have been, or it could have been Jaws. Yeah, did you hear the music?
No, I thought maybe it was one of the old sailors that died.
Oh, like Davy Jones Locker, that guy?
Well, yeah.
Casey, there's only one problem with that.
What's that?
Are there any real shipwrecks in Florida?
Yes. The Keys.
Why would it matter? Everything else is fake, like Disney.
Nobody died on an artificial wreck, I guess.
Maybe they got blown up when they sank it. I don't
call
know.
Them screamers.
I just felt like somebody was pulling on my fin.
Wait, you call
a
them screamers?
Is a shipwreck that wasn't intended, like the Benwood and Pickles.
Right. Okay, if you say so. I have a different word or definition for screamers, but I'm...
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, what's that over? What's that over my shoulder? Is that my dub buddy? Oh my God! It's a shark! Happy Halloween! Spooky dives. All right, whether it's Jaws lurking just beyond your visibility.
Or Donald Trump.
It's usually. Yeah, what's worse? I think it's the latter. All right, so that's what we're talking about. Spooky dives for Halloween weekend. What makes them spooky? Maybe you can give us a few examples. Before we do that, by the way, I got to give a little shout out to Eric in one of his books. you know, if you want something, a quick read for the weekend, just to kind of put you in that vibe for Halloween. What's the name of that one, Eric? They can get that booksbyeric.com. What is
it's, the story is My Name is Abby. It was a Halloween story I wrote last year. That's just, it's in the on the free fiction page on my website.
Excellent. And that features Mermaid Abby, right? From
Yep.
There you go. And she gets, well, we can't say what happens to her, but it's spooky. And you
it's
go,
a little creepy. I like to write that's not my genre normally, but I like to write the creepy stories every once in a while just to stretch my fingers a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, so what inspires you? Give me an example of a spooky dive for you, Eric. I talked about, you know, Devil's Den having that element of foreboding, but what about you?
You know, for me, actually, it's what we were talking about before the break is wreck dives. I'm definitely one of those who imagines all what happened to all the people who were on board when a ship went down. For me, I cut my teeth on North Carolina wreck diving, though. So that's yeah. There's a whole bunch of shipwrecks off North Carolina that were torpedoed in World War II and that sort of thing. And you know, people died on board, and it always makes you wonder if there's still ghosties hanging about on board the ship and that sort of thing.
Well, there's that, and then you know, Jerry keeps trying to get me to go up there and do that sand tiger shark dive.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And they got the teeth. You know, it's not Jaws, it's not a great white, but those sand tigers look pretty menacing. Or
they're not actually that bad of a shark, but yeah. They look like they're going to tear you limb for limb.
Right. They kind of, you know, have jaggedy teeth, kind of like one of those cartoon sharks from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I hear Jerry is surrounded by spirits.
You hear this?
Aren't we all?
Yeah, they follow him everywhere.
You know, that's weird.
He's in his trunk, though.
You smell him yes. before you see him. True.
If you go diving off Venice Beach, all those shark teeth.
Oh, yeah.
You figure there's got to be some sharks around.
Well, yeah, and then you find one of those big megalodon shark teeth.
Got to be one of those around.
Surely they might be. It could be.
Hey, they were on Discovery Channel.
Oh, don't get me going. Yeah, if they would have run that, they should run that show during Halloween. Then it would make sense. Well, still wouldn't make sense, but it'd make be better programming.
What if we had a Sharknado at Halloween?
Oh, well, you know what? I don't know if I'm ready to come out of retirement and recreate that magic more than once. So it'd just be an old repeat. Been there, done that kind of thing.
Well, come on. Eric's written about you, surrounded by ninja mermaids. You've been on Sharknado. What is next for Greg the Dive Master?
I kind of want to go on a treasure quest with Megan. You know, if we're going to talk to her an hour. I don't see why not.
I'll go.
We can pitch her on the idea, and she'll probably hang up on us. But, you know, we're going to talk to her an hour or two. Treasure quest series, season 2 kicks off this Friday, and Megan Heaney Greer is going to be with us.
Over the years, we've pitched Megan on many things, but she just gives you that look, and you kind of back up.
Yeah,
she's a smart girl.
Of course she is. You know, we get that traditional response, like, oh, Craig, you know, that kind of thing. But that's all right. Yeah, she's a great gal, and it'll be fun to hear what she has coming up for season 2, but maybe we can pitch her on doing something in season 3. Like, look, you already found the treasure probably in season 2, so you want to do a season 3? We'll come up with something for you, and we'll just surround you with the Scuba Radio crew and see if you come out alive. How about that? That's kind of spooky.
That would be spooky.
Yeah, yeah. Probably get us arrested, too. So, I don't know. We'll leave that
one. If she has something, like, really super dangerous, mm-hmm. the scuba crew could volunteer.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. Jerry the Diver Guy, what about you when it comes to spooky dives? I mean, you're up there in the mountains of Virginia. I mean, is there something up there? In a local lake or anything that would be kind of creepy? Or do you come down south and do that?
Well, I've been on a few creepy dives. I mean, there's a local lake, South Houston Lake, that a town was flooded to make the lake. And, of course, there used to be a cemetery in it, so... It's
so there's a lake
go out that, on that.
Yeah, so there's a lake where you can dive on top of an old cemetery for real?
Yep.
Wow.
Are there bodies floating to the surface every once in a while?
Well, according to legend, there has been a few that has surfaced.
Wait, hold on. Let me turn on my flashlight and put it under my chin and turn off the lights. You may continue.
Once they come to the surface, do they swim to shore?
Well, I guess you could say that. They sure floating.
They're floaters.
Zombies
aren't they?
In the woods.
Well, are we talking about spooky dives or next week's episode of The Walking Dead? Seriously. But that would be kind of creepy. I mean, I haven't heard of any lakes where they're actually, you know, they have submerged cemeteries in them. I don't know.
Well, supposedly they dug everything up and got everything and removed it.
Oh, that's
and moved
better.
It out.
Yeah, let's just raise the spirits and then dive next to them. Oh, that's always a good idea. Haven't you seen Scooby-Doo? Jeez.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
Yeah, okay. Enough nonsense. We'll get back on track with Megan Heaney Greer and, let's see, Mermaid Britt is checking in from a trade show as well. That's all coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving on a Halloween weekend. Stay close.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in love here down in the fire under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.